So Meile daf Chof Amud Aleph, bottom of your testament based on the top of Chof Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah there, what we're going to look at there is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which is quite easy to miss as a Machlokes if it weren't for the Tosfos Diyukim. Not al Evin or Kur, it's just another example of where the Tosfos is really focuses on Pshat as well. It's quite amazing. Not al Evin or Kur shel Hekdesh Harezeh Lo Mo'al, Nesonoi L'Chaveru Humo V'Chaveru Lo Mo'al, and here's the important part for us. So if one takes an even or a kiro shel hekdesh, you build it into a house. That's not me'ila until you actually get benefit from that building, from the kiro specifically. Says Rashi, says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, why do we even have to come to a point of getting hano from it the moment you're mishane the kairo, you're mo'al? And bepashtas, we're talking about a shinui maise, the moment you make a change to the form of the kairo. You should be more because you're kine b'shinui. Amarav kagun she nicha pi aruba. You just used it as a lintel, and as such, you don't have to do any shinui maisa. You can just use the beam as it is or the stone as it is. Kivan debani lo miad ma'al, says the Gemara. But so the question is whether this is a kasha, whether it's benichusa. Tosfos says it's benichusa. Nevertheless, once it's built in and you have benefit from it, then there is me'ila. Says Rashi. Ask the Gemara. Kivan sheshino kishihi shleimo sheloi beno klum elo hanocha ba'almuhud avad bo. Hilkech loimo. Sorry. Kivan sheshino shepichato v'chosko inami shebeno bevinyan. So this is Rashi. There are two ways that you could be Mashane the Kura. The one is by cutting it, changing its shape, and the other is by building it into the binyan. So again, Bepashtas, we would have thought that these are two different ways to do Shinui Maisa. But in either of these cases, it would be a Shinui Maisa. As it comes out in the Ketzos at the end, Rashi is giving a Shinui Maisa and a Shinui Hashem, two different Shinui here. But let's keep going with the fact that it's Biron Shinui Maise. Sheinicho al pi aruba, kashihi shleimo, sheloi beno o klum, elo hanocho ba'al muhuda ovadbo. He did nothing but lay it down. There was no fixing it to the building itself. There's no cementing it to the building. Hukech lumo al achi odu takhtea b'shov ekruta. Kugon shesosum pi aruba, vo yoperis tachas aruba, v'achshav nene mimenu,
but the key in Rashi here is sheloi b'no'o klum ela hanocha ba'alme. And the Shita Mukubetz says in the Chains the Gizra, sheloi chesocho veloi b'no'o, says to link it to the previous Rashi, meaning that there was neither a shinui Hashem, nor a shinui Hamaisa, nor a shinui Hashem, the way we come out at the end, or that neither forms of the Shinui Hashem took place, neither forms of the Shinui Maisa took place, because he just rested it on top of the door, on the doorway, and he didn't fix it into the building in any way.
What is the Issa Me'ila is to have Hana from...
To be Kona, to take it out of, the moment you take it out of Kodshim. So it could either be by Kinyan, that's why in the Sona L'Chaveru Hu Mo'al,
yeah.
The moment you take it out of Hekdesh, you're Moel, or the moment you have Nehano from it, you're Moel.
Either or.
I think either or. Rashi says at the top of the page, Hotzi o Lechulin. You're Motzi Lechulin. Maybe that's the essence of Mila, and you can be Motzi Lechulin in two ways. Either you get Hano, Chulin is Nehane from it, or Chulin is Koine. Says Tosfos, Lamali ad shiyodu, kivan debono moal. Kosal kadaita chashta de beno mayri shesitato v'tikno. So the assumption of beno is that it had to be reshaped and fitted into the building. Hare lecho she'oso bo shinui. So that's clearly a shinui maise ukeno. Umeshani omarav kishihinicho api aru b'perush kishoyoso mesukenes mikoydim lachem. Lo yoso bo shum shinui rak hinicho api aru b'umeiticho betit. Ad shen ischabra yofi. So that's where he goes further than Rashi, and says it's not just Hanochi. Even if he was mechabra betit, since he didn't have to do any changing of shape, there's no shinui maaseh. So Tosfos is learning just for Tosfos is certainly learning only shinui maaseh. Tosfos doesn't entertain the possibility that that's called a shinui hashem. And the reason for that could be that Gemara in Bava Kamma, where we come out lemaskona from the psukim in Yechezkel, that ha'ovim elu amirishus, that a koiro is still called a koiro when it's being used in a building. So Tosfos holds that using a koiro in a building is not a shinui hashem. Aye, a shinui maise. For shinui maise, you would have to change its shape. So our difficulty is Rashi. So how does Rashi learn that it could be a shinui? It can't be a shinui hashem if it's built into the building because it's still a shem koiro. Can't be a shinui maise because you haven't done anything to change it, according to Rashi. So Rashi is difficult, which is really where the Tosfos comes in. Rashi is difficult.
Sorry, and where did you feel that Tosfos clarifies? By saying meticha, tit, or?
Yeah, Tosfos is saying that we're only talking about shinui maise. We're not talking about shinui hashem at all. And shinui maise would need changing its shape. Merely building it into the building doesn't change it's not a shinui maise because it's chozer libriyoso, and it's not a shinui hashem because of the brayse in Bava Kamma Daf Samach Zayin.
Right. So why do you think he adds the meticha betit?
That even if meticha betit.
Oh, even if that doesn't
right.
affect.
Ad shenis chaber yofe. Even though he's mechaber at yofe and he built it into the building, that's still not called a shinui.
I see.
Vekivan de bani le mihamor benichusa. Vekivan, since he's built it in, he's moel. Klema la achar shebenor moel bo imdar tachteh shove pruta. So it could be that's another difference. If he is meticho betis and he builds it into the building, then any benefit he gets from the entire building is meila, because it's kind of both of it's part of the building. So once Tosfos says or meticho betit, he doesn't have to come onto Rashi's thing that your peiros are right under the aruba and you benefit directly from the aruba itself. So Rashi, who says he's not meticho betit, this koira stands, it retains its own identity totally. The only way you can be moel is if you get benefit from underneath the koiro itself. Masha'inken, according to Tosfos, that you're meticho betit, it's part of the building, and any benefit you get from the building would be meila. Yeah, it's certainly bottled to the building. It's part of the building. So if there's a brick in the wall of a building, assuming that was still hektish, and you use the building, it doesn't matter whether you got hanor from that particular brick directly. The brick is a part of the building from which you were nene. So that might be, going back to your question about why it says dafke meticho betit, not only even if it's meticho betit, it's not a shinui maise, but it's dafke without meticho betit, you can't even be moel with hanor because you're not getting hanor from the koira itself. It seems to be, because he doesn't come onto Rashi's whole thing, and that would explain why he says meticho betit. Rashi doesn't say meticho betit, because if he's meticho betit, then immediately he's koine b'shinui, according to Rashi.
And how do you avoid considering being meticho betit? Why isn't that considered the shinui? How is Tosfos so sure? He says this is not a shinui, right?
Because it's chozer libriyoso. You can take the tit away and the koiro is there still.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a shinui maise and it's not a shinui hashem. And Rashi holds it would be a shinui hashem.
And you're saying that Tosfos would have a problem with the Isser of Me'ila had it not been Meticha Betit, had it just been floating there or just placed, then
there would be no me'ilah unless Rashi's strange hefetimsa where you kind of close up the door and you put peiros there and because the beam is protecting you from rain. And Rashi comes with a strange case to create me'ilah. Whereas according to Tosfos, it doesn't come onto that. So it's much more if you just have a pruta's hanor from the house, then you're really more.
I mean, the only thing is the akimta of an aruba, as opposed to just putting in a missing brick, is much more like Rashi, that, you know, if you specifically are covering over an open area that needs to protect. If it could be Tosfos, it doesn't have to be aruba, it could be.
Yeah, except that Tosfos also wants to be sure that you're not having to chisel it in any way. You don't have to reshape it. But both of them agree that it doesn't need any reshaping. So that's an aruba is the kind of thing where you just put a beam. If it's the right size, you just have to put the beam there. It doesn't need to have to fit into a very specific space. So that might be how Tosfos learns it. It's just easier. He says tachteho, but I don't know the tachteho means. What does dar tachteho mean? Tachas the koiro? Why would you be dar tachas the koiro? So the koiro dar tachteho is under the whole roof. I forgot the ein mila b'mechubel karka hain the tolush for the besef chibri b'kasover havi tolush has a din of tolush even though it's mechubel to the building. So that's the Rashi and Tosfos. And as I was saying, I would hardly have noticed that there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos if it wasn't for the Ketzos to get into it. So the Ketzos starts straight away in Shin Samach Sifkot and Gimel. On the din that a shinui the she'ena chozer yukone. Tosfos is not talking about aruba here. The Tosfos is not talking about aruba. The Tosfos is talking about avonim, ukevon bevinyan. And the Mishnah in Mila says either not al even or koira shel hekdesh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Not al even or koira. So the Ketzos goes on v'im gozal avonim ukevon bevinyan. On that, on the avonim das Rashi dehavi shinui ukenoi. The das Tosfos de loy havi shinui. So right away, the Ketzos sets up a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos as to whether avonim fixed into a building are considered a shinui or not. Ein sham me'ilah, it's not al even or kura shel hekdesh. So he seems to hold that this whole aruba thing is irrelevant. It doesn't have to be an aruba. That's irrelevant to the whole thing. It's not al even or kura shel hekdesh harezi lo'imal, b'no b'tef b'yso harezi lo'imal, ad shi yodu ta'achtov shal v'kutav, o mashmu, hu shinicho api aruba. Chosav Rashi, hu shinicho api aruba, v'loi kevo'o b'vinyin. So Rashi says the unique element of aruba is that it doesn't need fixing. Implying a normal stone, a brick that you would put into the building, does need fixing, and that would definitely be shinui. What's unique about this aruba case is it doesn't need any fixing, any attaching. Di kavon bevinya havi shinui. Because if he does fix it to the binyan in any way, that would be a shinui. V'tosfos kos v'sham de kavon bevinyan lo yehavi shinui elo b'mashe sitatam, and Tosfos says no, just fixing it into the building isn't a shinui, even if you fix it with tit, unless you change its shape, unless you shape it or chisel it, then it's a shinui maisa. Achen kos v'tosfos perek ketz haregel pirush hakuntros de lo kavon bevinyan v'teim aki kavon bevinyan nami lo yikon de shinui achoz libri yotze. Even fixing something into a building, as long as you haven't changed the shape of the brick, or of the stone, or of the beam, that isn't called shinui because it's a shinui hachozer libri yosef. So the real thing is, how does Rashi answer that? Why, according to Rashi, is it not Shimei Achrenes of the Briyosi? That's really the question in Rashi Shita. The Chorot Tosfos is right, it's Shimei Achrenes of the Briyosi. It's easy to take a stone or a brick out and to clean it up, and it's back to what it was. So why is that a Shimei?
Even more so here on the Aruba.
Even more so on the Aruba. So we have a Kashya Stam on Rashi, just in understanding Rashi and Tosfos. We already have a question on Rashi. How does Rashi answer Tosfos? Why would that not be Chozer LeBriyosa? But the Tosfos asks more, Lomdish Kashya on Rashi. V'ikila meidak v'fidas Rashi, the kavon bevinyan havi shinui. If you hold that fixing it into a building is a shinui, then hold it's nine in gitin daf nun hei. So there we have the case of Hayid, who was it? Rabbi Yerfanan Gudgodo, I think it was made of various different things, and one of them was that a beam which is built into a building, you only have to pay a stolen beam built into a building, you only have to pay the value because of Takonos Hashovim. According to Rashi, why do we have to come on to Takonos Hashovim? That should already be a Shinui She'ein Chozer, and Midoraisa he should be Koiner. And even according to Tosfos doesn't say that it's not a Shinui, it is a Shinui, it's just that it's a Shinui Chozer. Why does nobody ask on Rabba? If Shinui Achuzer is a Shinui, why do we have to come on to Takonos Hashovim in the case of the Koiro that's in the Biro? Why don't we just say that that's a Shinui Achuzer, and the Shinui Achuzer according to Rabba is supposed to be Koine? So this is where the Tzos introduces his Kiddush. Lefi Masha Kosovatu, the Loi Mikri Shinui Elohim Kein Nishtane Shem Hagzeila Machmas Hashinui, the Chomesh Kosov Ramo. There has to be a Shinui Hashem. The Meiru Shmoi Olav, Kidamrin Bimiruba. Meiru Shmoi Olav, the Tanya Tzloi Sabaye Samet. Atatin Vahaivim Elo Amirishus. So even after the bais is built, there's still reference to the oivim, and oivim are the merishos. So even after the house is built, one talks about the beams. So I suppose it depends also where these beams are built in. If they're beams that are in any way visible, so if you've got like these houses where you use beams and there isn't a ceiling and you look up into the roof and you can see the beams, or over the aruba, any case where the beam is still visible, it retains its name. They're still called beams. So you can't bring a raya from the case of Gittin, because in Gittin we're talking about beams which retain their name. But an oven which is built into the wall of a building, there it doesn't remain distinct, and as such its name changes and it becomes part of the binyan. And the problem is the Shinui Hashem. It's a Shinui Maise which results in a Shinui Hashem.
So that's the only type of Shinui that is considered valid.
Yes, that you coin it, it would seem. That a Shinui Maise has to have a Shinui Hashem attached to it.
Shinui Maise requires a Shinui Hashem.
Right, that's how it comes out. Which is interesting. Is that how we've had it up till now? Is that what we've assumed up till now? Or is this a Chiddush that's only introduced in Shin Samach, that a Shinui Maise has to entail a Shinui Hashem to be a Shinui She'ein Achuzer, at least to be a Shinui She'ein Achuzer. Ulefimat Sadesalkadat B'Shas Dav Samach Vov Amubez in Bova Kamet Dav Samach Vov Sham Demeirish Havi Shinui Hashem Demeikora Keshuro V'Hashta Tzlolo. So the Gemara in Bova Kamet originally assumes that a beam does change its name. It was a beam and now it's a roof. Kosha, the Porech Merav Yeshishon, Doma Shinui Hashem Kishinui Maise, or Afilu Shinui Hashem Lav Kishinui Maise, even if Shinui Hashem is not like Shinui Maise, It should certainly be, at least according to Rashi, the fact that this beam is built into a binyan, that's considered a shinui, according to Rashi, irrespective of whether this is shinui Hashem or not. Fixing it into a binyan is a completely different thing. So then he comes on to his chiddush, reworking Rashi, and saying that according to Rashi, he's not talking about shinui Hashem at all. So if we look back at the Rashi, then when Rashi says in the first Rashi, kiven deshino, shepichato v'choscho, inami shebeno bevinyan, Rashi is saying there are two types of shinui that are possible here. The one would be a shinui maise, where you actually physically change its shape in a way that can't be reversed. Or shebeno bevinyan, which is not a shinui maise, it's a shinui Hashem. It now becomes part of the binyan.
So Shahare Shina Oisa in Rashi is referring to the shame there? First,
either way,
the first part is Shepichsa L'chatcha would be Shinu Maisa on the actual beam.
Yes, inami. And the Inami would be Shinu Hashem.
Be Shinu Hashem without any Shinu Maisa.
Yes.
So can you have a Shinu Hashem without a Shinu Maisa? It sounded before like it's only a Shinu Maisa if it changes the shame. Here, you've got no
Shinu Maisa,
but you do have a Shinu Hashem.
Yes, and Rashi seems to hold that the Iker is the Shinu Hashem.
Right.
So normally a Shinu Hashem is a degree of Shinu Maisa. You have a Shinu Maisa that isn't Mishane Hashem, and you have a Shinu Maisa that is Mishane Hashem. You need Shinu Maisa that is Mishane Hashem. Rashi's learning, and Shinu Hashem alone is also enough. If you can be Mishane the Shem without a Maisa, that's also good. How can you be Mishane Hashem without the Maise? Is using it as the Aruba, just placing it on top of the door, and it becomes part of the building.
What is that shame, according to Rashi? What did you change it from and to?
From a Koira to a Binyan.
By placing it without doing anything, that Shinui that Rashi is referring to is Shehinichal Pi Aruba.
Yeah.
And the shame change is that it is a building now.
And according to this, then the Shita Mekubetzis' correction, I think you wouldn't put in. Because in the next Rashi, where it says, Shinichu Alpi Aruba, here we're talking only about Shinui Hashem. We're dafka not talking about Shinui Hamaisa. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Shehishlema Shaloi Beno'o Klum. And the Shita Mekubetzis says, Shaloi Choscho V'loi Beno'o. No, Choscho we're not even talking about. We're only talking here about Shinui Hashem.
And there's hardly any binyan going on either. It's just the placing. Anachaba almahu.
Right. So now it comes out that according to Rashi, if you just place it on top of the aruba without any cement at all, that's not a shinui Hashem. It's not a shinui Hashem. It's not a shinui Maisa. And that's why you're only moel if you have hanor from the koira itself. But if you were to attach it to the building with cement, even without changing its shape, then it would be a part of the binyan.
Negative Tosfos.
And Tosfos holds even if you put cement onto it, it would still not be a shinui because he's talking about shinui maisa, not shinui Hashem. And maybe that's the whole machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. That Tosfos holds you can't have shinui Hashem without shinui maisa, and Rashi holds you can.
We haven't resolved the Chos L'Briyoso issue though, and this I presume that shinui Hashem also. Has the Chos L'Briyoso element?
Maybe not. It would seem from this not.
Then that would explain Rashi. Then that would explain Rashi.
Yes, it would seem that according to Rashi, Shinui Hashem. Once it's not the same shame, then it doesn't matter. Maybe that leads into Sifkot and Dalet and Lixos. I'm not sure whether he's talking about only Shinui Maisa there or whether Shinui Hashem comes into it at all. But the where we are at the moment, it does seem. The Shinui Hashem does not have to be Chos L'Briyoso, not Chos L'Briyoso. Shinui Hashem, even if it's Chos L'Briyoso, right now it's a different shame.
But where did you transition there in Rashi himself? I thought originally Rashi was saying that even with no tit and no cutting, nothing, just placing it, and then having the paris under it, you had a Shinui there.
Yes, but if it was a Shinui Hashem and it became part of Binyan, then you would be Moel anywhere in the house.
But I understood that he was saying it is part of the Binyan, and you do have a Shinei Hashem, even when you just placed it.
Now, if you look at the Gemara, so the Gemara is saying, Lama li ad sheyodu tachter, kibben deshan yemoa. The Gemara says, right. Why do I need to be dar tachter? So there is a bikon shenicha al aruba. That's why it's not shinui. So Rashi agrees that if it's just resting on top of the aruba, that's neither a shinui Hashem nor a shinui maisa.
So where do you see that Rashi's requirement to consider it a shinui Hashem? What is Rashi's requirement?
Rashi says you can be koine with shinui maise that is not chozel lebriyose, and that results in a shinui Hashem, or you can be koine with a shinui Hashem alone.
Right, I'm asking, where do you see that shinui Hashem alone? Is it in the fact that there was no, where he said there's no cutting?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Maybe you would, because he says there's no cutting, yeah, but you want to say maybe if Benoah Binyan Moab, maybe you want to say that if you cement it, he calls that a Shinui Maise. That would be difficult to say because that's Chozel Lebriyose.
Right, so.
So cementing it, Tosfos argues, and it's very difficult to understand how Rashi would defend that. What difference does it make if you cement it? As far as Shinui Maise is concerned, cementing it is Chozel Lebriyose. So that's not relevant. But if Rashi holds that Shinui Hashem, we're not worried about Chozel Lebriyose or not, then we would say, so at what point does a Koira or an Evan become Shinui Hashem? Either you build it into the wall, you build it into the building itself, or if you build it onto the Aruba, you cement it. But if you just rest it on the Aruba without any cementing, then it doesn't even lose its shame. That's the only way you can understand Rashi's explanation of the Gemara.
Right, so when you look at the beginning of the Ketos, he said, "V'im gozal avonim b'kov on debinyan, das Rashi da'ave shinui v'konim." That is a shinui Hashem, because you stuck it, established it right into the building. Had you not done that, had you just placed it, like the Aruba case, that is not a shinui Hashem.
Right.
And the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, das Tosfos, d'lo yav a shinui. It's not even a shinui if you're kov on debinyan. But if you use the cement,
even if you use cement to fix the aruba, so it still says it's not a shinui. So because it's a shinui chozer.
Right. So I'm just trying to clarify Rashi saying it's a shinui Hashem. There's really no shinui maisa at all. I don't know, unless kav of bevinyan is considered a shinui.
Well, the Shinui Maisa is irrelevant if there's a Shinui Hashem, according to Rashi.
All right, that's the one you're saying that requires Maisa and then Shame.
Yeah, so the question is, even in the two, is the two limiting Maisa and saying only those Maisa that have a Shinui Hashem would be valid, but a Shinui Hashem alone would also be valid. It's just that it's very seldom that you have a Shinui Hashem without a Shinui Maisa. But this isn't, Rashi says this is an obscure case where you could have Shinui Hashem without Shinui HaMaisa. And Tosfos might hold that there's no such thing as Shinui Hashem without Shinui HaMaisa. Shinui Hashem is a condition in Shinui HaMaisa. So that's how it would come out. But according to Tosfos, there's got to be a Shinui Maisa. And the Shinui Maisa must be a Shinui She'ena Chuzer. And it should result in a Shinui Hashem. You need all of that. And that's why it has to be Dafka Kavo'o Be. Even if Kavo'o Betit, it doesn't satisfy all of those conditions. Whereas according to Rashi, you only need a Shinui Hashem. And Rashi will hold that if you put it on, if you cement it onto the building, even if it's the Aruba, that's already a Shinui Hashem. The only way it won't be a Shinui Hashem is if you don't cement it, and it can at any time be removed. That's how he comes out in some of the redefinitions of Shinui. Is Does that make sense in terms of the way you learned it?
Yeah.